This is Here and Now. The holidays are a big time for charitable giving, especially in a strong economy. But charities this year are concerned that they will see less money in donations because of changes from the tax law President Trump signed last December. That law increased the standard deduction, meaning for many, it now makes less sense to itemize deductions and tabulate all of your charitable contributions. As a result, researchers at Indiana University say people may donate less. Joining us now is Una Osili. She led the research. She's an associate dean at Indiana University's Lilly Family School of Philanthropy. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
And let's start with what exactly is different this year. The tax law that the Republicans passed nearly doubled the standard deduction to around $12,000 for individuals. And for couples, it's now $24,000. Why is that important for charitable giving?
So as you've noted, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was passed at the end of December 2017, and it brought some changes to American households and especially taxpayers who are now facing some new financial decisions. In the past, about a third of Americans itemized their deductions, which meant that a third could take advantage of the charitable deduction. What we estimate today is that probably less than 10% of Americans will itemize under the new tax law because it will be more advantageous for many households to just take the standard deduction, which means they will not list or itemize their charitable giving and therefore not benefit from the tax incentives that are associated with charitable giving.
And that's a pretty big drop-off that you're talking about there, from a third to 10%.
That's a pretty big drop-off. Yes, absolutely. And it doesn't mean that Americans will not continue to give. We know that tax incentives are not the only reason that many Americans give. But research does show that tax incentives affect the amount that households give, the timing of their gifts, and often the vehicles that they use to make those charitable contributions.
So some believe that this is a bit alarmist, that there is not going to be a big drop-off in charitable giving. Have you actually seen evidence that people are going to be giving less to charities because of this?
I think it's too early to say very definitively exactly what impact tax reform will have on giving. What we have started to see so far is that some households are beginning to adopt a particular strategy around their giving. For example, they may choose to make a big charitable gift in 1 year rather than spreading it across several years. We're also seeing some households expressing interest in particular vehicles around charitable giving and the form of the charitable giving that they may make, whether that's a cash donation or appreciated stock or other forms of giving. And especially for households who are working with a financial advisor or who may have other assets other than cash to give, it does make some sense to have more strategy. I do agree that it's too early to tell. Many households are still figuring this out because this is fairly recent from a policy standpoint and a data standpoint. So it's going to take a few years before we have the exact answer to the question, how does tax reform actually affect American households?
But I imagine that nonprofits are not waiting around. What are they doing to prepare for these changes?
So nonprofits of different sizes and subsectors are going to feel these impacts differently. Nonprofits that depend primarily on wealthy households may not be as impacted by these changes. However, nonprofits that benefit from donations across the income spectrum and certainly everyday Americans and their giving have actually started to talk to donors about this, emphasizing that their gifts are still eligible for the charitable deduction, but it really does depend on their tax situation. Nonprofits that are in different parts of the country may also be messaging differently to their donors because nonprofits in high-tax states may actually have a different set of recommendations for donors.
Were there any changes in the tax law that are going to affect how corporations give to charities or how much they can deduct?
Well, certainly there is some change in the tax code for corporations where they have the taxes that corporations are assessed was reduced. So there, in principle, corporations may have more after-tax profits to donate or to invest back into the company. And so some companies we've seen become more, I guess, attuned to ways that they can support charitable giving at either at the community level or through supporting where their employees are giving. So there's certainly some changes for corporations as well.
I guess the optimistic or idealistic way of looking at this is people are going to give to charity whether they're getting a tax deduction or not. Maybe that's not the way it works in reality, but how important is that tax deduction when people are deciding whether they're going to give money to charity?
I think the research shows that taxes are not the primary motivation for giving in the first place. So that decision to give or not to give is motivated by a host of other variables, some of them economic, whether you have the income, the wealth, the means to give, but also your connection to a cause, your social networks, whether you're asked to give or not. So all of those drive the decision to give. Where we see tax incentives really affecting how households behave and their decision-making is in the amount that they give. So whether they give a large amount or small amount, similarly, the timing of their gift. So this idea of bunching your gift and making a large gift in 1 year so that you can maximize your tax benefit is an adaptation or could be a response to tax reform. And then the vehicle that you choose, certainly tax incentives can affect whether you give appreciated stock versus a cash donation versus some other type of asset. So I think while the decision to give or not give is motivated by a host of factors, the timing and the amount and the way, manner and vehicle that donors use is certainly sensitive to tax incentives.
And what about the strength of the economy? If we're looking at a possible economic slowdown in the near or maybe not so near future, how does that affect how much people are giving for charity?
The biggest driver of overall charitable giving that we've seen over time is the overall state of the economy. That includes growth in the economy, both in the real sector, so what's happening with household incomes, with employment, with consumption, but also what's happening in financial markets, because we know that wealth affects giving. In other words, people give when they feel financially and economically secure. And so really, when we look ahead to what will in fact affect giving in 2018 and beyond, the overall strength of the economy has a lot to do with this. And when there is uncertainty in terms of whether there will be some economic slowdown ahead, that does have the potential to also influence how households make their giving decisions.
What makes somebody decide in the first place to give? Is it, and then maybe they give every year after that. Is it because they're asked to do it? Is it because they see that their friends do it? What is the big driver to get people to become givers?
I think there are a complex array of factors that affect that giving decision, but by far one of the drivers of giving is being asked and awareness of a cause. So knowing where to give, knowing about an issue, and also having that opportunity to give is really one of the biggest factors. But people's social networks affect their giving. And today we know that that can be direct in-person interactions, but also social media interactions and online messages that might raise awareness and motivate a donor to give. In addition, awareness has all kinds of forms, and someone learning about an issue, whether that's a local issue, a national issue, or even an international issue, such as the global refugee crisis, can motivate a donor to give. And increasingly, I think there are many ways that donors can learn about causes, and that can actually lead a donor to make a gift. And once they make that gift, the nonprofit then has the opportunity to engage that donor and hopefully build a long-term relationship with that donor so that they continue to support that organization or that cause over time.
That is Una Osili, who is an associate dean at Indiana University's Lilly Family School of Philanthropy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.